Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. This is Herc Dercules, and this is live from Zarloth, technically. Okay, hold on, wait, someone's coming by.
I think they're gone.
Are you sure? I don't want to keep going if they're still out there.
You heard the same thing as me, Herc.
Oh, okay, then they're gone.
Yes!
Okay, this, as I said before, this is live from Zarloth.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And I'm Herc Dercules. This is live from Zarloth, from the broom closet of the mailroom in the basement of Live from Zarloth, with stolen microphones.
Borrowed? Borrowed microphones.
I mean,
we
took the tape off the box and we kind of like broke a few things, so it feels like stealing. Like, I would...
Herc feels like a theft. This is not a confession of a crime. This is not legally usable in court. I must say this. I must affirm this. You cannot use this against us because we told you you can't.
For those who don't know, we are in a bit of a conundrum where me and Ron have become lost to time, which happens now and then, and we have decided that the best way to return to the future is to get sponsors to get us a time machine so we can return to our proper place in time. The best way to do that is to start our own show, which is, of course, Live from Zarloth, from the broom closet of the mailroom in the basement of Live from Zarloth building.
And here's the thing. I'll get back to the future in about 800 years when the games I remember the scores of come into play. But the problem is, Herc Dercules will long since be dead, and I don't want to return to the future without Herc, or I go to prison.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of time left. People would think Ron killed me, which would be kind of ironic and funny based off of our first couple episodes of this show.
But
like,
we're
cool now. It's ironic, but we're cool. So, we have taken... borrowed equipment so that we can start our own show, and boy, it's gonna be a great first episode, even though this is a much later. If you're listening to it in this time, it really doesn't matter, but we have a very special guest. Where is our guest, Ron?
Well, you have to turn on the comms first, and
the comms that we stole? Borrowed. Okay,
about 2 minutes before they are expecting to join a call. Again, Herc, you will be Mrs. McGillicuddy Skay.
You set this up. Wait, hold on, let me pull out my papers. You wrote it all down for me.
I'll say it again. You are Mrs. McGillicuddy Skay, a field reporter for LFC that this planet is expecting.
McGillicuddy Skay, we're talking to a planet, they are expecting me to be McGillicuddy Skay, and you, of course, are Burfus Torpus. A child.
I suppose, because that's on the sheet.
Burfus Torpus the child.
The name I chose.
Yes, you
wrote it. But give me that name one more time, just in case I don't remember what I wrote on the paper.
Burfus Torpus.
Burfus Torpus.
And I'm McGillicuddy Skay or Shay?
Skay.
McGillicuddy Skay.
I'm Burfus the child.
Burfus Torpus the child.
Burfus Torpus. You see how this could be confusing.
Oh, the comms are ringing.
Okay.
Remember. We gotta be cool.
Be cool.
This is a whole planet.
Be a woman, I'll be a child.
Okay.
This is important.
Okay, so McGillicuddy Skay.
It's perfect. It sounds just like the actual field reporter that you're impersonating, Herc. You have to ace this.
Excellent. I've got this. I've never been cool.
You got this. And again, hot water, do not upset this individual.
I'll be cool. There is no possible way that I could upset a sentient planet that has agreed to do an interview with this secondhand Live from Zarloth show. Comms are still ringing.
You should have answered by now.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hello, this is McGillicuddy Skay, and this is live from Zarloth. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to again?
This is McGillicuddy Skay. I'm saying Skay.
You've got it right. You got it right.
Okay. I'm McGillicuddy Skay, a renowned field reporter for Live from Zarloff, which is the show that you are on.
And I'm Burfus Torpus. I'm a little boy, and I'm her stepson.
Burfus Torpus is a child?
I'm a little boy.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. A family. It's exactly what I wanted.
Sorry, what should we call you? What's your name, Planet?
Planet.
Your name is Planet. That is a
Planet
very apt
Planet.
For now. As you see, no one lives on me, so I have no name.
There's no one living on you? Planet, that's very sad.
You haven't been claimed?
How does that happen?
Terrible things. I shall not get into them yet.
Well, that's very mysterious. And I'm sure we'll come back at some point later in the future.
And I just want to say up front, whoever plants a flag in you would be lucky to do so.
Absolutely. From the 5 seconds that we've been speaking...
Sorry?
5 seconds that we've been speaking to you, you seem like a cool person.
A person? A planet, you mean.
Oh, so
Don't
sorry.
Don't insult me by saying I'm something so small.
Hurt your jacking
yourself. I'm really messing this up. Sorry, I've got a pregnancy brain.
Your voice has changed.
Yes, pregnancy voice.
I'm postpartum.
Another symptom. I am familiar. I had lots of pregnant people on my planet once.
Wait, so you had pregnant people on your planet at one point, but they're not there anymore. Was there some kind of catastrophe?
Silence.
Oh.
I said we'll speak later.
My apologies, Planet. As I was saying, I am postpartum, as I had Burfus Torpus here not very long ago.
That's right. I was born 7 days ago.
7 days ago.
7 days ago.
I'm fresh. I'm still coated in embryonic fluid.
Haven't had time to clean him.
The news is too important.
Yeah.
It must be why you speak so poorly.
Oh.
On my planet, 7 days old was all you needed to have a highly, highly prolific speaking dictionary.
Yes.
Or whatever it's called. I'm a planet. I don't like speaking.
Planets don't like speaking? That's heard. You know, we experienced a meteor one time that talked a lot, and it was like chasing our planet. Remember?
It was mouthing off. All that to say, we're incredibly grateful that you chose to spend your time with Life from Zarlov. I know, given recent controversy, not to poke the bear, as it were, but there were rumors of bribery, that you were potentially bribing young middle-class families to live on your surface. Now, we can put these rumors to rest.
We just want to set the record straight.
Are you accusing me?
Not at all.
I came here to invite people to my planet, not to be aired out of horrid accusations.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, Planet has just wired us 10,000 credits? Wait. Planet, this must be...
You're not supposed to say that out loud.
Oh!
Mom!
Planet has not sent us any kind of compensation, but dang, if it's probably not a very cool place to live. Does that work? Like,
lots of caves.
Lots of... You're saying you have a lot of caves? Like, what is the topography here? Like, are you like a forest planet? Like, I'm not familiar with Planet.
I would say I host a lot of different types of geography and environmental zones.
I
caves
have a few
are
myself.
75%.
75% caves? That, like, what's that phobia with all the holes?
Trypophobia.
Trypophobia, which definitely isn't real, but if it was real, I feel like those kinds of people might not want to live on
Every
you.
Every cave is very spaced out, so no holes close together.
Oh!
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
Everyone with trypophobia, come live on Planet, because you have nothing to worry about.
Again, must say, firstly, thank you for this tax-exempt gift you have given us just for the sake...
For the sake of no reason.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It has no effect in our desire to live on Planet.
Yeah, I'm considering it.
Given the controversies from various governments that have been wanting to claim you as an entity, we respect, me being a single child to a single mother, we respect your independence. And I know it has to have been a lot to turn down a lot of governments, a lot of various political forces. What does independence mean to Planet Planet?
I actually would not like to call myself independent, as I was independent not by choice, but because of what has happened. I'm a family planet, a planet where people thrive, live, laugh, find joy, have fun, find more joy. But independence is not something I seek.
This is moving me so much. I feel like I can't keep up this charade. I feel like you're being nothing but honest and open with us, Planet Planet, and I feel like you deserve the same thing from us.
Herc, what are you doing?
I'm
watching this.
Not McGillicuddy Skay. I know that must be very hard to believe. Yes, it's true. I'm not a pregnant mother named McGillicuddy Skay. But it's cool. I'm Herc Dercules, and I'm from the future.
A man?
I can't believe this individual lied to you, Planet Planet. I am still Bertha Storling, and I thought this was my mother.
What? I'm afraid we'll have to kick you out of the interview.
Wait.
Explain yourself.
Okay, so this is how it is, Planet Planet. So this is live from Zarloff, for sure, but I need to get back to the future, so I thought that if I had a really, like, high-quality guest to be on my our show, or just my show, little Burfus Torpus here, he doesn't know anything.
So you kidnapped a child.
Why'd you kidnap
me? His mother.
That is something that I did do that.
Why are you keeping me in this closet?
I thought that having Burfus Dorpus, the child, here in the show would make you more open to speaking with me and giving me money to get back to the future as you
have done. I'm sorry, did Burfus say you're in a closet?
He's been keeping me here all afternoon.
In a closet?
No, Burfus, we're in the studio room.
Why'd you bring me into this closet?
Oh, a closet is perfect.
I thought this was a...
Perfect, I said.
What do you mean by that?
I have many caves on my planet. A closet is much like a cave. If you can exist in a closet, you can exist in a cave.
Planet, we are existing in a closet right now. I'm sorry I lied to you again. Are you saying you want us specifically to come and live on Planet Planet, even though I lied?
I would say anyone should live on this planet, even if they are liars.
Planet Planet has sent another 20,000 credits. This is, feels like the bribery that Torpus was talking about. Planet, I feel like I got sidetracked. You're kind of a scumbag, I think. You're trying to bribe me.
Scumbag?
Trying to bribe her.
You steal a child from their mother.
And you call me a scumbag?
At least I need help.
I kidnapped this child fair and square. At least I didn't send anybody money to do it.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to suffer the fate that I once did.
Which was?
Death.
Planet, did you die and come back to life?
Well, all of my inhabitants did, so I technically died on the inside.
That'd be like if all the soup particles inside of me died.
Did you say soup?
Yeah, I'm made of soup.
Soup?
Yeah.
You're even worse than I thought.
Whoa, what's
the... It was the soup that killed everyone on my planet.
Your
soup killed everyone.
Was it like a flood, or like, was it poisoned?
To this day, I do not know, for it was made in the caves. The soup was made in the caves. People went into the caves and had the soup.
This is a diabolical...
And they never came out.
Yeah, that's a diabolical mystery. So, mysterious soup appeared in the caves. All the wonderful families living on you, they go into the caves and they drink the soup, and then, they're dead.
Indeed. Mm. And there was a strange smell after, like toothpaste.
Wait.
So I vowed that I would never talk to anyone that has associated with toothpaste or soup ever again.
Planet, you wouldn't have happened to be visited by, I don't know, some Go-Modian doctors or anything like that before this event, would you? That wouldn't have happened to happen, I don't think.
What an interesting question. I believe yes. There was a strange fellow that appeared.
If I were to send you an image of my 7-day-old face, would you potentially be able to compare it to the memory of this individual?
I suppose I could.
Mom? I mean, Herc Dercules?
We established I'm not your mom.
Right.
It's just Herc.
I got really deep into character, and now I'm kind of breaking my neck coming back out of it.
You said character?
I'm a little boy!
Ah, I see.
Planet is so onto us, Ron. It's best to just, you know, the truth sets you free. Like, I feel so much better now that Planet reviles me for having told the truth. I feel like you'll have the same freedom.
Well, maybe, Herc, maybe one of us just wants to get out of our skin for a little bit.
You want to get out of your skin?
Did you ever think of that? Did you ever think that maybe I didn't want to be in this situation, too? That maybe I'm stuck with someone I don't want to be stuck with? Breaking news! I want to go home! And I'm stuck with you.
I love that the audio thing played when you said breaking news, even though we weren't in the studio.
It must be listening at all times.
Yeah, always.
I thought that was a Tomlin thing. Turns out it's just built into the walls. Planet, I'm deeply sorry, but I have lied. I have deceived you. I'm not a little boy. I'm very old.
How old?
I kind of forget.
That's so awful.
It is
old.
Forgetting is an awful thing. Ron, you're like 700-something or
no,
other.
No, it's thousands.
700?
Yeah. It's thousands.
I'm really? Only a 300-year-old planet.
Whoa, you're not that old.
Never host someone so old and aged.
Man, so you had like all these people living on you. You're only 300 years old, and there was not many generations living on you before this whole soup, Gomodian, whatever, toothpaste catastrophe happened. We're putting the pieces together.
It's true. That's why I must bribe people to come live on me, so I may flourish as a planet that was not able to.
So you're telling me you're committing a minor crime to fix something that is deeply wrong in your circumstance?
That is so relatable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Relatable.
Because I just lost my mom.
Hmm. Yes.
Are you telling me you killed his mother as well?
In the sense
killed and then kidnapped her son.
In the sense that I killed McGillicuddy Skay when I told you I wasn't McGillicuddy Skay. Yes, I technically committed murder of a personality, but not a person.
You people confuse me.
Well, you know, we're from the future, so our sensibilities are probably just like so beyond, I guess, what a young planet would understand, maybe?
We're much more progressive in the future.
That's true.
How dare you?
What?
I'm a very progressive planet.
Well,
that's why only women and children are allowed.
That is very progressive, and I respect it.
So, hold on. Women and children only are allowed.
Yeah.
So, do we owe you this money back, considering we are two men?
Yeah. Yeah. Or we're not allowed to live on you.
Or do we get to keep the 30K?
I suppose, if money is what you need.
Ron, listen to me. If we had 5K more from Planet, we could just buy a time machine. They're 35K credits.
Okay, so we just keep her on the line. We keep
we
her
gotta
going.
Keep
we
keep her on the line.
Well, then I need to be a little boy.
You're gonna go.
I'm gonna go back to the characters.
We're
gonna say that we lied and lied again.
Okay.
Because we were getting bad at it.
Yeah. Okay, I think we can do this.
Hello?
Sorry, Planet. We're still here. No worries. I lied to you, Planet.
Another lie.
It was a lie within a lie. The truth is, I am McGillicuddy Skay, and I am a postpartum mother.
And I'm her little boy, and we just wanted to know how you felt about men and women and children. We needed to see what kind of place you were going to host before we potentially moved to one of your caves.
How progressive you are, yeah.
I see a funny joke.
It is hilarious when you think about it.
Why then are your voices still different?
Well, this is my real voice as a little boy. My voice never changed.
And I was putting something on to add to the deception.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, well, this is glorious news.
All the stuff I said about the soup, too, that's a lie. I'm not a Glorbanian. I am a Gerbis.
A Gerbis?
Yes, which means
That I am a baby Gerbus.
Yes, you are.
Baby Gerbus. This is wonderful. So if you really are willing to live on my planet, then you have no need for the money I gave you.
Oh!
I'd like it returned, please.
You see, we're just on the cusp of being convinced. We are, you know, we are just so...
We're chewing on it.
80% convinced, and we're also capitalists. As Gerbuses.
The Gerbus Society, as surely you know, revolves around maintaining a savings account of 35,000 credits, and that's deeply important to us.
It's a tycoon-based economy.
Yeah.
And you seem to be a little more progressive, a little bit more of a socialist planet.
Very
which we respect, we could buy in.
My. You two are starting to sound a lot like those governments I had to... Shoo away.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me you're working for a government.
Oh, no, I'm just McGillicuddy Skay, and I am just...
Ron, she's on to us. This isn't working.
Herc, if you could have held the voice for 60 more seconds.
Planet, I have to tell you the truth.
Dad, Carmen.
Another truth. What is it this time?
Planet, I lied to you. I was Herc Dercules pretending to be McGillicuddy Skay, pretending to be Herc Dercules, pretending to be McGillicuddy Skay, but I am Herc Dercules, and I'm a man.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry about all that.
I can't believe he did this to you, Planet.
And what are you?
I think I'm still a little boy.
Berfus Torpus is so lost in the twists and turns of our deception that, honestly, I don't know who this is. I don't know who you are.
I'll be completely honest, even I don't know who I am. But I would love to live on your planet, given the fact that it seems to be a delightful cave-based socialist system. And I don't know, little baby Gerbus, Berfus Torpus. Wow. Seems to be really thinking he might have something going on planet. But
he's really teetering. See, I understand that I cannot live on your planet. But, this... young child, doesn't they deserve such a progressive socialist life? Don't they deserve that after everything they've been through here today?
Why, I say yes, but a child living alone on a planet with nothing and no one?
Let me go get someone who might be able to help.
And who would that might be?
Well, a child needs a mother.
One second. It's me, McGillicuddy Skay.
Mother, I was so scared without you.
Yes, this handsome young devil came out and got me and brought me here and said that my young Berfus really needs... Oh, sorry, my postpartum, it's hurting.
Are you really the McGillicuddy Skay?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I was outside waiting because my child I knew was in good hands, but you could never be too sure. Never too sure.
I must ask.
Yes?
Why would you let someone kidnap your son?
I felt like it was for a good cause. I felt like, you know, I feel like stuff could not possibly go wrong. Closet has one entrance, one exit. Like, I feel good.
Or was it that you wanted your son to meet me?
That?
So you could live on this planet.
That is what I meant to say. Oh, very beginning. Oh,
I'm so excited.
Oh, stop, Planet. The honors really are. The only problem is that we really, on Gerbus, like, it's a bit far, and we just need, 5,000 more credits to get there. It's, you know, it's being what they are.
Well, I have excellent news for you, seeing as you are really a true woman and child.
I am, and we are.
Most definitely.
The money that you so seek, you can find on my planet.
Oh.
I have many caves, but what I didn't tell you was my caves had diamonds, jewels. Anyone that lived on my planet, they mined in the caves. That is how they created fortune. That is why I have so much to bribe people with.
Planet, you have caves full of diamonds and gems and wealth? Oh, this is very exciting. This is a whole wrinkle, Ron. Like, this is a whole wrinkle. We could be in the future and be rich.
I I feel like this is a little bit of a trap, if I'm entirely honest. Mother, mother, oh, I think this right. might be a trap.
Is this a trap, planet?
A trap? No. I would never trap anyone.
I'm convinced, even though everyone died before on her planet, I think...
It wasn't me, it was the soup.
Right.
The soup toothpaste. The soup paste.
Soothpaste.
We'll workshop it.
We have to tell you the truth, Planet.
No, we don't. We don't need to do
that. The truth is, we're workshopping soup paste.
That is true. Never mind. I take it back.
And the other truth is...
No!
Feeling that this is a trap, indeed, I must tell you the truth that I am... Hercules.
You mean to tell me... You're... Hercules again?
Yes. That's the truth.
I'm leaving this interview.
No, wait.
Please take me with you.
Before you go and take the child Berfus Torpus with you, I'm just going to come out and say it. If you found it in your planet heart to send us 5,000 more credits, well, we could go home. In the way that I'm sure that you feel that the people who lived on you at one point maybe are displaced or dead in the case of what you told us before, we are displaced in time, me and little Berfus Torpus, who's still in character.
Yes.
And with 5,000 more credits on top of what you've already tried to bribe us with, not knowing our true identities, we could go home. What do you say, Planet?
Well, seeing as the child wants to live on the planet.
Oh, very much, Berfus.
I respect the child's decision.
Thank you.
I think 5,000 credits is what you shall have.
Oh, yes!
After you start mining.
Mining on the planet mines?
I will send a ship to come collect you.
Oh!
You will mine. And mine.
She makes a
and
very...
Mine.
Oh, yep. Oh. So, we are going to go to planet and mine our 5,000... Ron, is this really what we're doing?
Here's the thing. Mom?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Mom.
I'm just Herc now.
Oh, breaking my neck too, Herc. Whether or not there are diamonds, as long as there's 5K, all we have to do is get there, that covers the money, and find some way off at some point.
Ooh! It also maybe seems that Live from Zarloff has discovered that we have stolen their equipment and are making Live from Zarloff in the closet in the mailroom in the basement of Live from Zarloff, so we have no other option. Planet, we will happily accept your ship.
Sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like a great plan.
Excellent.
The sooner the better. The sooner the better. Oh, man, they are... Man, we could really use that ship sooner rather than later. We'll send you our address. And, do I have to wear, like, a little, like, miner's outfit with, like a hard hat and a light? Because that, I have, like a phobia, like a fear.
No.
I'm sold.
You can mine in whatever you want. I don't care about safety.
She really is progressive.
Well, this has been Live from Zarloff in the closet in the mailroom in the basement of the Live from Zarloff building. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Berfus Torfus the Child.
We've been talking to...
A planet.
And catch us next time when we are mining in the mines of planet to get a couple diamonds so we can finally go home.
Can't wait.
And you won't regret it.
We might... We really might. Oh, they're breaking down the door. They're breaking down the door, Ron.
Air duct it is.
There we go. Oh, smells in here.
That's me.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Bernadette Schwegel as Planet. Art design by Bernadette Schwegel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
But dang, if it's probably not a very cool place to live. Does that work?
Lots of caves.
Lots of...